but the time has run out. So.
Hey, good evening, everybody. 7 o'clock. They're calling a meeting to order. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed with the borough clerk, and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. This time I ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, roll call.
President Gomez is absent. Councilman Petty?
Here.
Councilman Pantelli?
Here.
Councilman Mondo?
Here.
Councilwoman Brnchovich?
Here.
Councilman Lopez?
Here.
Okay, at this time, we'd like the approval of the September 12, 23 regular meeting minutes. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second. Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Pantelli?
Recused.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brnchovich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. And to approve the September 12th, 2023 executive session meeting minutes.
Motion.
Do a second. Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Recused.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brnchovich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. At this time. Okay. Whatever name's on the sheet. I'd
like to welcome Prosecutor McDonald, Chief of the County Prosecutor's Office. This is the culmination in many ways of a long 2 years of the Bamberg Police Department and rebuilding, and we couldn't have done what we've done without the support of the Mayor Council, the support of everyone, the officers, and I'm honored to be the chief of such a fine group of men.
We have resolutions for 3 retiring officers. Do you guys want to say anything on that or not?
Yeah, you can say that.
No, it's going to be read in bulk. I don't know if you wanted to say something about the 3 of them or...
Once again, it's the culmination this month of the retirements that we've gone through in the last 2 years. We've class 98, about 7 officers retired and replaced, and continuing to grow and more promotions. So,
Congratulations. I've known 2 of them since high school, and the other one, Officer Higazi, was at the school when my kids were there, and they've been the class of the force for decades. So, thank you guys very much. Okay, and so unless everybody's here for the taxi stands, as they said, or the taxi stand ordinance, you're probably going to want to head out, and this is where we're going to start the exciting part of the meeting. Thanks.
I would imagine
see you soon.
Oh boy. So yeah, like I was going to say, I just can't hear. Like, sometimes it's only 4 or 6.
You guys can stay for the taxi stand ordinance.
So, Tommy, give me a heads up.
Yeah.
And so,
just let me know, man.
Yeah.
A couple hours, you know.
Why not?
There was no plan.
I'm texting my friends. They get terrible. I think it's quiet enough that we can continue. At this time, we're going to open the floor for comments and invitations for discussion from the public.
I just want to follow up. I got a call from New Jersey American Water.
I'm sorry,
Paul Strum, 135 West Maple Avenue. Thank you. I just wanted to know if anybody followed up with New Jersey American Water. I got a call from them. They said, wait for my next bill that's coming out. I think it prints the 28th of this month. But I thought we left it off that somebody from here was going to reach out to them and, you know, get some clarification as well.
So we have our server here from the police department. We asked the client to come down and answer some of the questions that are really about why you have the application. Why is it increasing with
Can you put a sign on the door, welcome to command, meeting in progress, so we can close the door and still be open?
I think we should make it go to the back of the house.
Or you can just move it next year.
Yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous.
I'm not doing general.
I think just for the record, so I could address Mr. Strom, Mayor, if that's okay. And then I think part of our conversation was going to take place in closed session this evening. And then we'll have more information for Mr. Strom coming out of that, which you won't have to wait for tonight. We could get you something in writing via email. But what I can say is that I did discuss your bill as well as several other bills with American Water. I have some written information from them. I need to discuss it with the mayor and council first. But there is a process, and I think they've described to you, correct me if I'm wrong, where they want you to receive all of your summertime bills. For them, summertime includes through October. So once that is over, that will end sort of the peak usage of your water for outside use, let's call it, irrigation systems, things like that. They will then take your bills and conduct a process where they will determine your overall summer usage and your overall winter usage. Then they'll take 50% of the difference between those two bills, and they'll apply that as a reduction to your summer bills. So you will get a one-time credit each year after the October bill comes in, and you probably notice that your bills in the summer look higher than they did right before the sale. And the reason is, and I'm going to go into this with council before, but or during closed session, but there is a process that the borough was employing where it was averaging bills in the summertime. You are now being billed on your actual usage as opposed to an average.
You're charging for storage on my irrigation.
No, I'm sorry. So to be clear, you're being charged on your actual usage of water. All sewer bills are based on water consumption. So for right now, American Water has only one picture, and that's the water being consumed in your house. You and I know a good chunk of that water is being dumped onto your lawn and not going into the sewer because it's being used for irrigation. They recognize that too. Their adjustment is based on that recognition, but it will come once a year at the end of the summer cycle.
I appreciate that, but that means I'm going to be paying $500 a month in summer bills. And I don't know what the winter bills are going to be, but my winter bills are usually like $130 or $140. So that means I have to pay a person paying an additional $360 a month for April, May, June, July, August, September, and October.
So the increased summer usage, and American's point is that, I don't represent American Water, I represent the borough, but American's point is that the increased summer usage, you just being candid with everybody, we all use more water in the summer, right? In the house, you know, into the drain, into the sewer. The concept that you're using water outside the house that's not making it into the sewer is recognized by their 50% adjustment on your bill between the summer and winter months. This is the first year we're all experiencing this, so we can't say for sure. I can't say for sure what your ultimate credit will be until they run the process at the end of October. But once that's done, we could probably have another conversation if we need to.
But I guess where I'm getting lost is from the last time I was here, a couple of council members have said, well, they didn't see a tremendous increase in their bill. And so I'm thinking, like, well, why is it on my bill or whoever? Not much.
Right, no, you're.
Whoever else is doing this. Now, I've had that same irrigation system for 15 years, literally.
Right.
I put it in within the first 8 months that I moved in. It gets tested twice a year, so I know there's no leak.
Sure.
They open it, they shut it down, that's released.
Every winter you blow it out, right? Yep.
So I don't understand how my water consumption has. So even going with what you said, that the town took an average, okay, when they had it, I don't understand how my consumption.
Because, so you're not the
storage,
right.
But the consumption of water had increased exponentially to increase my bill that way, and then on top of it, growing the storage. Where again, I understand what you're saying about the percent coming back,
right,
as a one-time credit. But I mean, if I'm trying to think in my head, like dollar-wise, if we're talking $200 or even $300, it still doesn't add up.
So what the borough's process was for averaging, it involved they took the summer months and they put them aside entirely. They took the winter months, they averaged those months. over the, so winter pocket it's called. But they average those winter months. Then they apply those average months of the winter to your summer bills. So there was basically a detachment of reality in terms of what you were actually consuming in your house in those summer months versus what was actually being billed to you in the summer. And again, we're only talking about sewer. Your water bill itself has always been with American Water, and it will continue to be there with them. But that is how the borough managed the process prior to the sale, but that was not codified in an ordinance. So American Water adopted our ordinance, but they did not adopt that practice. And the borough raised it to their attention immediately after the sale, and they said, well, we have similar situations in other towns, except our process is that they take, and our process, meaning American Water's process, is they take the winter months, they look at the consumption, they take the summer months, they look at the consumption, they take the difference, and they apply 50% of that difference as a discount to your summer bills, recognizing that we all do use more, your summer bills, and recognizing we all do use more water in the summer in our house, so we can't just apply, they can't apply a zero increase, right? Right.
What I'm saying is, so what you're telling me is that next summer, right, April, May, June, July, August.
All the way right through October, right here.
The gentleman from American Water said it would cut off on September 20th.
So that they wanted you to come in October, right, for the credit? Sorry.
So, yeah, what you're telling me is that next summer, for those 5 or 6 months, that I should be receiving that 50% credit based every month.
So each year the credit's going to be established because your winter usage will change each year, right? It'll fluctuate a little bit.
Correct.
So each year in October they're asking you to come in and establish the new credit for that year. So that will last for a period of 5 years until the rate cycle that's covered on the contract expires. And then American Water intends to go to the Board of Public Utilities and put in a formal process here in town. You are one of something in the range of 6 to 8 customers that have been identified that have this same effect because of their irrigation systems.
Okay.
And American is looking to treat you fairly, but right now they don't have formal approval from the BPU to do anything but this winter pocket approach.
Okay. So then, just to be clear, it's on record here. What you're telling me is I'm going to get a one-time credit
in each year.
In October.
Correct.
Right. Correct. I'm going to get a one-time credit in October that is going to cover April through September.
Correct.
And the credit is going to be 50% of the difference between the winter and summer.
That is correct. Yes. Correct.
All right. I mean, obviously, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, that's the way they're going to approach it. But for the record, it's odd because, and I stated this last time, I was away for 10 days in the month of March.
Sure.
The sprinkler system was after I had, when I noticed, or when I asked, when I noticed, when I addressed the New Jersey reservoir, I had brought my sprinkler system down to 25% of what it normally would be. And the bill for August was still extremely high. And it was the August 1 and August 31. So, and it was quite a bit of rain in August too, and my sprinkler system has sensors built.
To detect, okay.
To detect that if there's rain, it doesn't go on. So if I went back and really did the math and looked at it, there would be no way that I consumed that amount of water. And, I mean, they've been out to my house twice.
Right.
They changed the meter twice.
Yep.
You didn't understand. But I was thinking, right.
Well, I think they changed the meter to take it away and test it.
I don't know. They came, they did it. Like, everybody was getting changed, from my understanding. Then they came back a few weeks later and actually changed it and put a new one on. Again, I don't really know. But my point is, it's very, like, they said there were no leaks. My lawn company, my irrigation system says there were no leaks. So I don't understand how.
I did speak to them. Yeah, I did speak to them about a Hector relay. No, that's okay.
Yes, and we were 8,000 gallons more in all
establishing more than
the
previous year.
You're not doing anything different.
You can model
I'm not blaming or accusing or anything. I just think it. Again, because my bill is always in with American, New Jersey American Water, obviously I'm not claiming anything, but I'm just saying it's very suspect that since it was taken over, with everything included, it just seems that the bill has just gone astronomically through the roof. I mean, to get a $470 water bill is kind of crazy when I've been paying, we talked about last time. Even if I factor in, I think the initial bill from the town was $600 a year. So I just, buy my 12, $50 a month, add $50 to my work. My work bill was only just, 35, 40. I'm not including the wine protection that I have separately. But the
usage
and the sewer was about $245. Now it's like $470. I mean, that's a...
Do you know and I don't know the answer to this myself, if there's been any water rate increase between 22 and 23 from American Water? Yeah, and I think the usage, from what I've read from American, and again, I represent all kinds of municipal water and sewer utilities across the state, but the number one issue I would have, so if you came to me out of the blue and just said, this is what you're experiencing, two choices, right? There's a leak post-meter. Definitely, right? A leak post-meter. Not pre-meter because it wouldn't record. So you have an irrigation system. I would point to that as suspect. You say it's been air tested and proven, which I believe you. Then there becomes the issue of in-house leaks, running toilets, leaking faucets, things like that, or a combination of them. Or something much more severe, which you probably would have gotten notice of by now because you would have seen wet yard when it shouldn't be wet or something else going on in the house. So I went through all that with American before tonight's meeting. They relayed to me all the things that they did, including replacing and testing the meters. They're satisfied that the meter reading is accurate.
I can check everything in my house.
That's the only other option.
As far as I know, the toilets in my house are all brand new within 3 years. They're all whatever you want to call them.
Sure. Yeah. Low flow. Right.
Low flow. The shower is a low flow. All stuff.
No, I understand that. I do, and I'm just trying to give you ideas that you probably have already thought of. There's not nine more people living in your house, right?
What I would suggest is actually, and by the way, I have the same problem. My water bill, because I have an irrigation system, and my water bill is outrageous this year. But what I would suggest is, I don't know if you know how to read that meter, probably it would be good to learn how, because then you can monitor it day by day, and then you can see, oh my God, I used 20 gallons of water today, and I didn't turn the faucet on, So that's what I would do. And I'm not sure I know how to read it too, but I learned. But my next question is if you do, because I have the same issue as this fellow, is it just retroactive? They're going to do my, or do I have to put in for something?
I do not know American Water's policy on addressing in-house leaks. There may be a one-time.
Leaks. No. I'm talking about I haven't. In other words, if you have an irrigation system, do you have to report that to American Water, or are they going to check everybody's winter versus summer?
No, you have to report.
You have to report.
You have to report. And again, we're talking about.
I just talked to one of my neighbors, and he says he's gotten billed over $800.
Again, that could be due to a whole variety of situations, but
we went away. I also knew that we're watering this year because I want to bring lawn and And it didn't last year.
And I think it's...
And we're doing this, they're calculating it differently, so I you know, I didn't just...
And the crazy part about this year being that much higher, yeah. Statistically speaking, this summer was one of the wettest summers on record. So, I mean, it really throws that into a tizzy. Because, again, I'm assuming your sprinkler has a sensor.
No, mine's not sophisticated like yours. And we went away, so normally I could turn it off. But we were away, so it just...
And I think it's important to recognize, because we are talking about one or two or three instances. Again, we've had several calls about this. I don't think we've been able to identify anything more than six customers falling into this category. We asked American Water to hold open a space for up to a certain number of customers. I think the number we kicked around was 20 or 30, because they didn't want an unlimited number of treatments. But I don't even think we've been able to identify more than the six, and we've encouraged people to make phone calls. This credit is available. It won't go away.
How are you encouraging people? Because, I'm speaking for myself. I other than coming here and speaking about it last 2 weeks ago,
right.
Whenever we were here, I haven't seen anything come out of the town or anybody to say, hey, guys, we switched this. Check your water bills. If you have, you know, call up New Jersey Medical Board. I mean, it's great that you're involved, and it's great that, but if you're limiting this to 20 or 30 people, there could be,
I think before we went into this conversation, just so that you understand, when we spoke with the borough about this situation when it came up, the borough had a record of the people who have come here before to ask. They say, I have an irrigation system. I don't think I'm being treated fairly on the wastewater. This is prior to the sale. And there was a process the borough was implementing. So we had that record of individuals who had irrigation systems.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't. If people didn't come to the meetings and they didn't come to the borough,
they would otherwise have to.
They would not know this. And I think maybe, and again, you were the one New Jersey American Water said, what they mean, okay, listen, I'd like to bill, please email, whatever. Maybe New Jersey American Water sends out an email. Maybe the town sends out an email. You know, somebody saying, hey, check your water bill, check this out, because, you know, you might be in this bucket, you know, contact X, whether it's you, whether it's
right.
New Jersey American Water, whether it's you, I don't know.
No, it's definitely a good idea. Okay. And I think one thing to just point out, too, is I know you and I have been talking about this pretty intensely, I'll say, since June. I know Councilwoman and I exchanged an email. I had the mayor in an email in the summertime. So I assume, even though I wasn't here, there was some level of discussion probably at the council meetings about, you know, this billing issue. I'm not saying everyone shows up here. They don't. I get that. But I think, you know, we can definitely talk to American Water about, you know, vocalizing more about how this process works. But sorry.
And what happens to folks that don't have an irrigation system, but their bills have gone up?
Right. So, you know,
because
I'm
a water, right? I water my neighbor's flowers, you know, I water the sidewalk, I clean up, you know, I mean.
To be clear, this kind of treatment is not going to be available for every customer. If you have an irrigation system, you have a pool you're filling up, you have some kind of major significant water usage, they're willing to consider you in this category. Just increase summertime usage outside, they're not going to. They'd have to treat every single customer that way, and it's just not something that they're willing to do. And it's not something the borough was actually doing prior to the sale either.
So did they establish a criteria? Like, is it like, you know, 3,000 gallons more or 4,000 gallons?
It's not by that, no.
It's not like
so prior, again, prior to the sale, for you to get the special treatment, I'll call it, or different treatment here at the borough, you have to come in with evidence to show the borough, I have a pool, I have an irrigation system, here's the evidence that I do, and I use water for it. So that same treatment is what Americans are using here. They're not asking you if you have 1,000 gallons of additional usage to come in and prove that you watered the lawn, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. They're not looking for that. They're looking for infrastructure around your home that would suggest that you have a abnormally high usage of water that's not moving into the wastewater system.
And Kendall, he experienced a similar thing that...
I did hear about that, yes.
Yeah, you did hear about that. They contacted me.
That he was away and his bill didn't change, right? That it was the same, so how...
So there's a couple of things there, and I also
was thinking about it when we were talking about it for August, so you're away 10 days. I'm not saying this is the case, but there are some other answers, right? I mean, increased usage beyond those 10 days until the remainder of the month could also be a culprit. There was a lot of rain in your case, you're saying, you have sensors which shut your system off. But Kendall, I don't know, Councilman, I don't know about your system or your home or anything like that. Generally speaking, when there's abnormally high water consumption, and again, it is something you should track regularly, but if you're looking at high water consumption in your home beyond your usage or you're away and it's spiking, usually that means there's some kind of leak going on in your system.
Yeah, we
or the that. Meter is bad. It's one of those two
things. They replace it. No matter what happens, it's always the same. If I'm there, if I'm not there, if the house is empty, the house is full, it's always the same. So I don't know if the meter, but again.
I wonder if they're not able to read the meter and they're just estimating the charge.
Well,
you would see some flatness, right, Councilman,
yeah.
for estimated charges.
Estimated charges.
And all of a sudden
you
get a $1,000
bill.
And it has to stay on your bill if it's estimated
yeah.
or read.
Yeah.
So.
I was actually waiting for the last carrier of the month. So I didn't have a chance to look at the month.
The other thing that really sucks it up, and I do this a lot, is power washing. I always power wash my house. I power wash all the fences, and that just uses a lot of water.
I mean, we do that once a year, but again,
not in
office. Not yet.
Were you one of the residents that came to the borough years ago thinking that there was an excess of sewer charge?
No.
So I'm hearing that there's only maybe six or seven people who have come in and said, right, we had unfair treatment. I mean, your $600 is the same as my $600.
The mayor is asking if you ever came to the borough.
I never had a problem with the sewer charge when I was going back to town.
Yeah. My $600 was the same as your $600 because they used the winter month. You had probably two to four people like I have now.
Correct.
So I think the numbers that we're predicting of people who are impacted by this are far lower than are who are actually impacted. I mean, you know, I walk my dog late at night and I'm walking along and all of a sudden I have an umbrella and I have to avoid my neighbor's sprinkler system. Like just last night, I'm walking out. I'm like, I just see the thing shooting water. I know that, and he put his in this year. He moved in a couple years ago, and it's a brand new irrigation.
So it's just a question.
I think the numbers are going to be a lot higher than.
Well, and
they are
because a lot of people. I mean, me knowing how they calculated, I just knew I might. Because I have a sprinkler system, and I knew it was high.
Well, and remember,
so
too, if someone put it in this year, they were already post-sale of American Water, so they put it in under American Water's tariff, not a borough process. The other thing is, too, there could be people that have irrigation systems that were never approved by the borough. We wouldn't know anything about them, right? So all I'm saying is the 6 to 8 people were identified pretty early in the process as people that were well-known to the borough as having higher water consumption in the summer, although they weren't discharging that water to the sewer system because it was filling a pool or irrigation system or something very large and significant.
I agree with what you're saying, but I think unless somebody picked up the phone and called the New Jersey American Water,
they wouldn't even know.
Or came to a council meeting to hear what's going on, they're just looking at it and, listen, I mean, there are plenty of we're all guilty of it. I'm not in charge of this. And you can say it.
Yep.
So I don't think it's any different, just like PSC. I think what maybe New Jersey American Water might consider to save people, and again, if there's only 5 or 6 people, they're probably not going to change their billing system. But like, say, for example, PSC and Jayden, right?
But
equal payment, right?
Yeah.
Equal monthly payment. So I know every month, my bill for PSE&G is $270. Whether it's winter, summer, because otherwise, in the summer, it's going to be $700, and in the winter, it's going to be $100.
So I spoke to them. We spoke to them this summer about that issue, and that's what they're saying. So right now, in the contract of sale, the rates for the borough are fixed for wastewater, right? So American can't change that because we have a contract with them. They will eventually have to go to the Board of Public Utilities in that last year to present a rate case. In that rate case, they plan on presenting a structure just like that. So they can't do it now because, again, the rates are not in contention, but that was what they expressed this summer, and they said, in the meantime, we can offer this yearly credit, but again, you need to know about it, and you need to go and
so do it. My only ask here would be that either the town, New Jersey American Water, somebody send an email, a letter, something to the borough, to the residents of Pembroke, to say, hey, you know this happened, check your water bills, go back 3 months or 4 months, or go back to April, if you think there was a substantial increase, you know, compared to last year's, and if there is, please contact the ESCO. I mean, that's my only ask here.
I understand.
Because I can't be the only one, or Councilman Principelli, or, you know, Lopez, or, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are experiencing this, but I will.
No, it's very fair point.
So, and why didn't the borough maintain the same formula?
So, the issue, and I think I wrote this to you in an email, Councilwoman, is that, and to the mayor too, I believe, but the formula was not adopted as ordinance. When we bid the sale of the system, we said to American Water, this is our ordinance, this is our system, we expect you to adopt our rates as a starting point. That's fine, but that winter treatment was not codified anywhere in the ordinance. It was a process that was being employed by the borough to, again, treat a very small number of customers and what the borough viewed as a fair match.
But that
the agreement we made with them.
The agreement we made with them was that they are required to adopt our ordinance. This is not part of our ordinance.
I thought that formula went across the board to everyone. Right?
No.
It was the winter months.
No.
That
what we were doing at the time was the proposed kind of irrigation system
but prior to that, we only calculated for the winter months.
For the two winter months, correct.
So,
yes.
Why didn't we adopt just doing what we had done with the winter months, right? I mean,
so we didn't
get
a change to the ordinance.
We're just going to see if you can do it the way you're doing, and that is is that in the contract that they said that?
So to be clear, the RFP says you have to adopt our ordinance. They agreed to adopt the ordinance. The contract includes the ordinance.
But we can change the ordinance, right?
Not anymore.
Oh, we can't change it.
Not anymore.
No, the problem is there's no real fair way of doing it. I've heard of it.
They would adopt the procedure we've been doing.
No. So they did make statements at public meetings that they were going to continue doing things the way the borough was. Again, not about...
Can I hold that against them?
No. The statement that was made at the meetings were in a public forum, and they meant about the ordinance. They did not mean, and that's all they were required to by bid. So, and they said it repeatedly to us, it's their position. The business administrator's point is we were running a separate procedure for, you know, winter month treatment of certain customers. The assumption, I think, at that time was that they might adopt it. But that was not their position. It's not in the contract, and we didn't have it codified in the ordinance. So, again, they're only required by the bid to adopt the ordinance that was in place. We actually made, I don't know if the council remembers, we made a change to the ordinance before the sale.
Yeah, that was the 1 year.
Right? Prices went up because we had we have bills to pay to a regional sewage authority. We have, you know, we have to collect the right amount of money. But American Water, again, adopted the ordinance that was in place at the time the sale was agreed upon. They went back and lowered our rate to the prior year's amount. So they did live up to their obligation. The ordinance unfortunately doesn't have the winter month treatment for those large consumers. But they are trying to address the situation in what they believe is a fair manner by providing the 50% credit on the summer month, between the summer and winter month bills.
Just so I'm clear on something, though. We changed the ordinance
to increase the rate
to start charging for year round, and then within a couple of years sold the sewer system.
Yes.
Is that a couple of years or a year?
A year. I mean, so he just said, so this is the gentleman who uses tons of water in the summer. He didn't see any increase, and he didn't come to get special treatment.
Yeah, Mayor.
He didn't see a big increase when he went to annualized usage. This doesn't seem to add up, though. I'm a numbers guy, and the numbers don't add up in my mind as I'm listening.
So I just want to say something. And I don't think there's all of this. You're talking about the issue. So, we have one issue where it is, we're talking about supercharges. But the issue that I'm seeing at large
water consumption,
water usage. Right? So there are some issues going on. I don't have the ability to, because you're private accounts, I don't have the ability to take anybody's, anybody's usage and say, I want to see your July 2023 bill, I want to see your July 2022, 2021, and, you know, and then analyze that. I don't have the ability.
No,
what made us decide to sell to New Jersey American Water, other than my basic knowledge of how that they are high interest loan, and are they coming in to replace these, and if they are, at what cost is this going to be to us? Is that why they're...
I think what is important to know, and it's okay that you weren't here. I don't go to my town council meetings either, but this body actually debated and discussed
the potential. If I could finish, folks.
So this body debated the concept of selling, not selling the sewer system for better part of a year. The process that's run here in town and under the law is that we go out, we get bids. We receive the bids in, we select the best bidder, and then we put it to the public. So by voter referendum, actually I think maybe a 3-to-1 margin, the members of this community voted in favor of selling the system. And that sale then consummated roughly 6 to 8 months later. It closed and transferred to American Water. So there were a lot of reasons why the borough considered the sale. Jake is not here with us anymore, but then Council President
led a pretty rigorous evaluation process and gave several presentations here in public, and we could probably dig those up if they're not on our website.
You stated some of the reasons.
Yeah.
So, right, but I guess then the follow-up question would be, so have any of the surrounding towns around us sold theirs?
Yes. So last year, Somerville sold their system. American Water purchased it. Manville has a referendum coming up this fall. And Allendale, up in Bergen County, they sold their system the same year that Bound Brook sold this system. And that was a water.
I mean, Bergen County is way, right? So I was just saying some of them.
And Manville is up for voter referendum.
So when did, the question I would ask is when did Somerville go to the same time as us?
No, next following year.
Following year. So they had an experience.
They have a different ordinance, actually. So this issue comes up in Bound Brook, American, Dakotas, others. We're not, putting our head in the sand. We hear what the situation is. We start asking questions elsewhere.
Right.
Somerville's ordinance is built differently than Bound Brook's. No. The ordinance is the borough's ordinance, so it's not a guinea pig situation.
But our high bills are not based on American Water. It's based on the way the ordinance was changed.
We did vote for. Saying, other towns
So if I could finish, so then Somerville, their ordinance was built specifically to carve out the winter pocket for their customers. And they've built a way around doing that, and that's, they were able to function that way. That's translated directly to the purchase of their system by American Water. So they're going to continue to employ that process.
No, they built it into their ordinance.
Correct.
I'm trying to understand where the end game is. So, what's the reason? Because, the pipe just didn't lower, or the system is just very old?
That was one of the situations, I think, the other situation. So, pipes are old, we suffer breaks, we also suffer increased maintenance costs every year. And the biggest ticket item is all of your wastewater, and just like other towns in this region, goes to a regional sewage authority for treatment. You have exactly zero say over how that process gets done, and we just get the bill every year, and then Hector has to figure out what the council ought to divide it over. So that was a big issue, and now the American Water folks end up having to front those funds.
I guess my question is now, is American Water being proactive in replacing these lines?
Yes.
Or they're waiting for breaks?
No, I can. We have a contract that we could share with you, but in that contract is a capital improvement plan.
Okay.
And I don't know tonight, actually, I can get the number. It's millions of dollars of spending in the first 5 years, and then millions of dollars in the second 5 years, and they list specific projects, so it's not, I'm just going to spend this money. And now anything that breaks too, outside of that plan, is their responsibility. Meanwhile, your rates are fixed for 5 years.
No, these are questions that are bothering me.
Sure.
And, just trying to understand, but okay. Listen, I don't think
any more. No, you're not. I think this is a necessary discussion.
The sewer referendum presentation and the sewer cost alternative is on the borough website. And it's very detailed. I mean, I had to go on record. I mean, I was not a member of the body, but I was very much against it. I think that, again, the numbers didn't support the prevailing discussion was the taxpayers were facing a multi-million-dollar tax increase, and personally, I don't think that would have ever materialized because the vast majority of that would cost us years before. But we're here where we're at.
No, I guess you're listening. You scare enough people into thinking their taxes are going to go higher and higher, and then enough people are going to be like, oh, let's stop. I get it.
For the record, I wasn't here, Kendall wasn't here, but I was totally against it too, and I think there was false information given out, and it looked like it was a benefit when it wasn't, so that's just for the record for me.
But again, we're talking about water usage, it's two different subjects. The rate is approximately exactly the same as when we owned it.
I understand.
It's and we're talking about changing the ordinance, which... This, I didn't do it, but some members of this did change the ordinance, and I understand why they did, too.
No, I understand that, but for me, a small percentage is the water usage. The bigger percentage is the sewer. So, for me.
Right.
I mean, I'm getting hit on both sides.
No, no.
I'm getting hit on both sides.
And I get that, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is the rate that the actual water company is charging is about the same. Or the same. Yeah. Yeah. So the fact that if we owned it or they owned it, because we changed the ordinance, it would have cost the same.
For the usage of the water, yes, but again, the sewer is...
No, we only had an ordinance for the wastewater. We never controlled...
We would have been... You and I would have been in the same... You and I would have been in the same boat, no matter who we did.
I think the only way to get your money's worth is set up a rain barrel and have a site into a utility sink to make
it probably with the
or have a gravel line.
All right.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, I'm actually glad you brought that up because I just had a conversation with my neighbor just yesterday, who's also a client, and I asked him about his water bill, and he said he's just like instead of coming down here, he just paid. And he said it was over $800, like in a month.
Can you ever unsell the system?
No.
Has it ever happened?
No. The utility will not sell it back. And I just have to address Councilwoman because I was involved in the process, so I just want to be clear. If you feel like there's information you didn't receive or you think that something was misstated, I'd be happy to try and talk to you about it. But I think the voters were provided with the most relevant and accurate information possible from the borough, at least the information that I had seen and was involved with. I was not at every American conversation with the public, so I can't speak to every one of those conversations. But as far as what the borough put out, which I have seen and Hector saw and others saw, that information is accurate and it's reflected in the contract.
And again, I don't think we're getting it here. It has nothing to do with selling it. It has to do with us changing the ordinance. And I wasn't here, but I understand why the ordinance was changed, because one, people get affected in the winter, and then other people get affected in the summer.
And I think the other important thing, Councilman, to keep in mind is Hector has said it from the beginning, two divergent issues here. Water consumption is one issue, and I could sit here all night and talk about reasons why someone's water bill might be high. I'm not saying that the information provided tonight is not accurate, but I do not have those bills. I can't access them. I can't analyze them, and I can't go over them with American Water. They can't even talk to me about a customer specifically other than to tell me that they did talk to him or her and that they feel like there is no specific issue at their home that would result in a bill anomaly. That doesn't mean the indoor plumbing it all checks out or there isn't some leak somewhere else. It could be any number of things, including the irrigation system. We don't have reports on the irrigation systems in question, and I'm not saying anyone's making anything up, but these are all things you would have to validate if you owned the wastewater system. You do not. And so the last point I wanted to make to everyone is that if there are further complaints, and Hector has been doing this since he's received them, but those complaints, if they funnel through you as elected officials, we need to get those to American Water immediately. Customer name, location, issue. So they are required by the Board of Public Utilities to address every customer complaint in a timely basis and satisfactorily. If they're not addressed, the customer has the right to complain to the Board of Public Utilities, which you might put your head in your hands and say, oh, God, a big organization. Believe me, they are very diligent about following up on customer bills. They love to penalize utilities for failing to do it. So, again, let's get the information to the right place. Let's get the complaint on paper and let American look at it. If we feel like it's not resolved or our customers are being ignored, we have another level of authority we can complain to. And that's what I would say. I know the borough is never going to stop getting phone calls. We own the system for many, many, many years. That's all people are going to think about. And it's fine, but we need to funnel them to the right location to get them
addressed. I think it would be prudent to put maybe in the next tax bill a little note that if you have an excessive summer water bill, to note the borough so we can actually get a true number. Like I said,
yeah,
I knew why the bill was high. We just paid it, you know? But if now knowing that there is some sort of a rebate, I certainly would like to get on the list, you know, and I'm sure a lot of other people, like the mayor said, somebody had an $800 bill, they just paid it. So I think the message has to go out that there is some sort of a solution, and at this time it's probably the only solution.
It would probably be best if we could manage the message, quite honestly, because I think Hector has implored American to try and search for these customers. And I think their response to us was they can find us like all our other customers. We're very accessible, but we know it's risen to a level now that if we can get a message out.
And I don't know how much say we have, but maybe it's something simple that if the summer water bill is X amount percentage more than the winter summer bill, then you are ready.
So I need to dispel.
You get on the list.
Yeah,
you know?
I need to dispel those possibilities because, again, it's not. This conversation has been going on for a while. Hector has floated many ideas, we all have, to American, but American was not willing, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but they were not willing to pick a target and say, if you're over this amount, we're willing to give you consideration. They want proof, the same way the borough would have wanted proof, that there's some piece of infrastructure at your home that consumes more water outside the home, outside the sewer system, than an ordinary resident. And that's the only people that the borough would have given.
And what are they going to do? Are they going to go by and inspect it? Or
yes, they will. Okay. I believe they've already, at the couple of complaints that have received, not only did they look at meters, but they verified the infrastructure was there, an irrigation system, a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So how many residents complain that they're filled with water that
they're not? So I'll relate.
Part of the people that's complaining is that they're not going to use that water.
Right.
Suddenly now it's going to fill for.
I can't tell you how many people are complaining about high water usage. Again, that's a truly and only an American water issue. Who's complaining about high wastewater bills because of irrigation systems? I can only count the few that I've received in emails, and that totals something in the range of 4 to 5 people. I can't identify them all by name tonight, but those are the people I received in the email. 3 this summer, which we talked about, the lengthy call in June or July with American, and then the latest two, Councilman and Mr. Strong.
They don't offer a monthly equalization for the PSEG does.
I'm not aware if they do or not, Councilman. I don't know. I know they talked in the summer. They talked to Hector and I about wanting to come up with a better plan in the 6th year. After the rate schedule expires, when they go to BP with a rate case for this town specifically. But they didn't elaborate on many details.
I mean, New Jersey American Water does offer an installment plan, but that's not going to make any difference. They don't have any history.
They might, I don't know, Mayor, how they would work that, because remember, your wastewater usage, right, is based on your water consumption, which American controls solely.
Yeah, they can calculate it.
So they've got it for decades, you know, if you lived here that way.
Right. Okay.
It's
all driven by usage, and they're the only one who has all of that income.
And I didn't come prepared tonight to talk to you about payment plans or anything like because that wasn't the main issue I spoke, but I can get more information and share with Hector.
Well, no, I just logged into my account.
I think all of what we were going to discuss in closed session we just discussed in open, so I don't know if there's more you want to discuss. I can stay.
No, I'm done. So, okay.
I'll have the valet bring my car around. I'm around the corner.
No, I mean, we're going to address it, I guess.
I'm going to send you some information about the payment plan just in case that issue comes up. But
I just like to see Tom as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
No, and I'm not saying it is, but you would be shocked about how much we can be. You know, it's crazy.
If you have a leaky toilet and you go away for a couple of weeks, you're in trouble with this new system.
Well, it only runs. I just hear it.
You're in trouble. Well, that's not
it. It's just the flower.
Yeah.
The plant.
It could open up.
There is one question.
Um,
Why would you say it's discarded? I'm guessing that.
So, in 2022, he used the data from 2021.
Mm-hmm.
2023 comes, and now New Jersey Maryland Water is using actual data.
Yeah.
So, for example, your May school is based on your
actual.
Actual year is usage.
Correct.
So, my question. What if it's
well, they have it, right? But it's not being used to bill anybody. Yeah. Yeah. That's my understanding, but I mean, we could confirm that with them. But it's still available, obviously, for review and comparison.
Yeah, and you know, in some of the studies, it's not, you know, or okay.
I mean, it would be good to compare, I think, you know, you're looking at 21, let's call it coming out of the pandemic, a lot of people are still at home, right? Water usage is relatively higher. So you have to, you know, discarding some of those years. I think it's worth looking at it just to see if you see a brief spike in 21 above 22. 22 is a better number to compare against, I think. Because you're not going to compare against being at home every day, all the time, using water. And I think that's why maybe some of those other years are more nominalistic, right? You know, 20, 21, that kind of thing. But we can ask Americans. And part of what I talked to them too about, Hector, was again random comparisons. You were saying who wants to give 3 years of bills. I said, well, customers are numbers to you most years, right? When people want to provide data, they can be provided masking the individual. But their point was, I pick people randomly. The computer can pick people randomly. What good does it do you to compare those? We want to know the people who have problems right now and compare those bills to their prior bills. And again, they would have to volunteer that information to us because we don't have access to them. An American can't release other people's data, even to the borough, for this kind of analysis. So,
and by the way, I go back far enough that when you used to just put it in your taxes, you know,
yeah, all the steps that have occurred as a result of the sale, moving to actual billing, moving to real-time bills,
right.
You know, that kind of, that's all modern, up-to-date utility practice.
Yeah.
Most towns, we're not alone, most towns are an employee. Even
right.
Billing quarterly, towns are billing quarterly instead of monthly. You know, that it happens. But monthly billing, real-time data, real-time usage, that's where the state of the utilities are.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I see a big fluctuation.
Oh, you're comparing there?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, again, you don't have irrigation, right?
No.
Yeah, so again, I think
no.
Getting a few of these test cases would be good for comparison because, again, sometimes it's perception, sometimes it's reality, could be leaks, maybe it's not leaks, you know, maybe there's a meter issue. But again, American has shown me the checklist for these properties, and it would be all the things I would ask for them to do for a customer to make sure it's not their fault. And they're saying they've done them all, and they've cleared all those hurdles. So I'm not left with many other answers, unfortunately, without, you know, looking at bills specifically and seeing test reports for system integrity on irrigation systems. You know, those are the last resort, sort of, for those anomalistic bills.
Yeah, my answer is just 3 to 5. I had 6 1 year, but.
And if I could, and I don't want to, please, I'm not putting you on the spot at all, but Mr. Strong, if you wanted to share a number of years' worth of bills, and if you have a system report on your irrigation system, if you had those things, I'd be willing to go back to American Water and say, he has checked everything on his side of the list. What's your answer? Because the answer lies on one side of the meter or the other, right? There's no doubt about it. And again, I can't verify. I'm not there to say, yes, you turned your system down 25%. I have no reason to disbelieve you, but you can imagine their position, right? They don't want to believe. So, but again, the more data you can share, the more I'd be willing to talk to Americans about it. And that goes for any customer, right?
the problem is, and I say this to the borough respectfully, you don't want to pay me to do this job. That's why you sold the system to begin with. I can do it. I'd be happy to go track them down if the data exists and we can compare it. But you know, we should be referring them to American, and if American doesn't provide a redress, we should be going to the Board of Public Utilities. Who's going to ask for all the same data I'm asking for, by the way, just to be clear?
Right,
so
2 weeks. You're
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we have no engineer tonight, so we'll up on that next time. Let's start at the committee reports. Start with the chair of finance, among other committees, Captain Lava.
All right, from the finance side, our finance office has begun working on their 2024 budget. All the departments have requested to submit their budget requests, and they'll be reviewed in November by the finance. The SID unfortunately did not have a forum at last week's meeting, so they couldn't vote on any new items. The office is presently being staffed downtown. The doors are open to business owners and any members of the public who want to stop in and talk to the new assistant downtown manager. They're working on a fall festival for late October, as well as a business owners networking feedback event for the 30th of October. Both of these programs are still in development. Dates are subject to change. There's two outdoor movies taking place in October, October 7th, Focus Focus, and on the 14th, the Roosevelt. From a recreation, we're holding a special meeting next week to approve funding for the Cottage Park Pool project. And hopefully, the college pool project should shortly move forward with a, I guess we're still on a Memorial Day target. And on another note, something we've got to start thinking about, we've reached a critical stage of field space we have from a recreation program point of view. We spent $300,000 on siding and everything like that. We've got so much uses, but moving forward with actually closing it down to reduce more and creation and advice to the middle schools that are having to move to the really hard outfield. From the baseball field, which is the only other piece of grass in town. So I think we got as a body start thinking about somewhere, whether it's acquisition or land in the town. But somehow, as both high school programs increase and our recreation program increase, so I'm just going to be confident that that is not going to be a problem. So, something to put on the agenda. That's what I have.
What is the Cottage Park Pool Club?
That would be one area to speak in sometime. I don't know.
It's pretty cool. So were they looking at this? I think my understanding is that they're going to be full time. This current program.
Yes, I think they were actually
live
today.
Okay. So this is the first season.
The top part is constantly the soft.
Yes.
Governor, what about the whole rock machine?
Well, Ross Machine is even worse. Is it? So that would be my first target.
Yeah, because I know we've always talked about making that
turn. We're in the process of passing another department that one or one out of five, I think.
Yeah.
It would expedite the process for
the properties that go all the way back.
Exactly where they have to start thinking about Ross Machine and some irrigation back there, so we've actually probably seeded and things like that. But bucket to extra fields, first field using that.
Any questions or comments for Captain Walker?
What property is being acquired down on West Main? Is that where 282 West Main was home?
That's one out of there's five properties out here. That border, I just want to make sure it's going down to the river.
I think we've done that with just on some of those properties. We're just looking to buy just the bottom half of the properties or the
bottom half, which the houses that exist on the street are really have use for this. But no, I think as
is the property on the back, there's no use to the property
money. They have a lot of buy it. That has become available to the property owner who wants to sell us to higher property.
And this is something that's in the works, or is that being discussed?
Well, we have a plan about the greenway to go from the east end of town to the west end of town, and that encompasses.
It's been in discussion for years, actually.
I've seen those properties, because you see,
it's a strange thing. I remember when I first got on council, people were contacting me saying, can we give this property to lower the taxes? But now that they know we want to buy it,
I think it's a short term. You can just watch. Right back there, which the button, once again, you won't have proper irrigation. You know, it's seeded, you can't just put grass down there.
All right. There's issues with the weather that we have to work on.
Yeah.
All right. On to Care Public Works, Buildings, Grounds, and Utilities, Capital Breakthrough.
Yeah, I'll start with the Department of Public Works. Bulk pickup begins on September 18th, I believe. October, sorry.
That was at 18th.
Stickers, that's what it was, the program. Okay, that's what I read online, right? So all the information is online, the details are online about the program and when it'll be in your neighborhood. So, again, in previous years, right, 10 free stickers. The DPW is only coming around once, so if you miss that pickup, you miss it. So make sure you know what dates are pickups in your neighborhood. I think that program worked pretty well with this model that we're following this year. Dale, obviously he's not here tonight, but he did tell me about a hook truck that just came in, and that is a truck with multiple uses, right, that you could put different apparatus on the front of it for multiple uses and will help them work more efficiently. He called it a hook truck. They've been striping roads, cleaning downtown, and we'll continue with that. There are some other long-term projects, which I've talked about in previous meetings, roads and signage for street sweeping, which we're looking at by 2024. After our sweeping stops this fall, lock in that schedule, get signs ordered, and have them posted for next season. So we're looking at 2024 for that. That's DPW. Shade Tree, we're looking at some fall planting downtown. There's about at least 9 locations. There's some budget conversations that have been taking place with Hector and the borough. We're working on a brochure, one-page brochure, and that'll be, of course, bilingual, so that'll be coming out and going out in the borough mailing. And then there's also, like, an overarching question about the tree canopy in the borough, right? What do we foresee? What's the plan? And we've also talked about the safety road project that's going to go from one end of town to the next, right, from East Main to Tree Street, but also how that plays into any sort of greenscaping for Talmadge and Main Street. So the tree planting right now for Main Street is kind of an interim plan, you know, to fill in some of the dead trees and trees that are missing and that to make that just look better downtown. I'll go on to the library. If there's any questions on those other two, we can just answer them. The grant was supposed to be sent out by the 25th. I'm waiting for confirmation on that. I believe that they did meet their deadline. It was kind of out of their hands, but I think we're good with that. And that's the grant for potentially $3 million. We heard Kathy DeBerry give a presentation at the previous meeting, and that was a presentation. This grant is available for potentially funding a new library. So we're looking at locations for that as well, but all dependent on whether or not we get that grant. Construction is ongoing with the library, the HVAC system. We have all our approvals on that. Components have been ordered, and we're just waiting for them to come in. So I think a supply chain may have slowed that up just a little bit, but the HVA system will be hopefully up and running definitely by, you know, next spring when we're going to need it. For the negotiation committee, the library negotiation committee, I have to really meet with you all, and because of that presentation from the library, it is a maybe potentially a bit of a pivot, but we still have construction that's going on there. Some of it is a grant, and some money we're going to award at the October 3rd meeting as well for those repairs, those needed repairs. There's also an ADA report that we have, and my question to Hector, if we can get a quality review of that, it's something I was going to discuss as well. I think I brought it up in an email to our library negotiation committee. To get a quality review of that report, reading it and just, you know, not being a contractor, but kind of being familiar with construction, the prices just seem very high. And if we could evaluate that ADA report before we commit to a $1.8 million remediation. Maybe you can give us some guidance on that, on who at the borough could do such a quality review. And I think, and then the contract as well, right? The contract is kind of one of those other items that we're going to address in our committee meeting and discuss, you know, where to go from there. But nothing has been promised, and it's up for the negotiation committee to have all those discussions. So
I think the grant request really
changed a lot. Yeah, and I questioned, right, the next steps, right, for us. And I think we kind of still move forward with some of this, right, because the construction is ongoing. The ADA, if we're going to repurpose that building, would potentially need some of these ADA repairs. I mean, we're talking about, you know, like a railing or stuff like that. Like, there's some doable short-term fixes, right, that are not millions of dollars, right, to repair and to address. And to start chipping away at that list, I would think is a good thing, so that your building could be repurposed for something else. So. Mm-hmm. That's
what we're at. Anybody have any questions or comments on that? Councilman Gomez is not here. Anything on public safety or any other?
I'll mention something on my.
Okay. Well, your next anyway. Chair of Personnel Administration and Ordinances, Councilman Lopez.
All right, well, let me start with the Historic Preservation Committee. They met. They are ready to submit the request for the two properties that have been taken forever, you know, that we were, you know, requesting since like, months ago. They have to notify the owners and it said the immediate neighbors, like a 200 feet radius. But that's supposed to be done by the, I don't know, you guys know better than me, the assistant, I mean, the deputy clerk. You know, they're going to bring that to you and ask me to find out who's supposed to be notifying the neighbors. They will bring it to you guys. And they are working on an application for three more buildings. The Borges building, the old St. Joseph's Church, and the middle school building, the community. Also to be declared historical landmark. So they are working on that part. For the Board of Education, I'm going to skip the order here. They met last Wednesday. You know, they were approving, they had a presentation on HIV, which is harassment, intimidation, and bullying for, you know, personnel, and then also the special needs. They're having back to school night tomorrow night in several schools. They were approving some resolutions of personnel hiring and some people that had moved to different places, approved some. Resolutions on the education part, like, you know, professional development sessions and stuff like that, and then also on construction and some modifications for the building. So that's basically a long session, and that's what they did. So, and then for the personnel, well, as we all know, Agatha moved to the SID, so the assistant downtown manager, so we're looking for deputy clerk. Also looking for a violations clerk and a site supervisor for the recreation department. So we're looking for those. We are making very good progress in the negotiations for the contract with the SOA, and we are going to meet in the near future to keep having conversations on the negotiation for the contract with the PPA. So that's where we're at.
They
have been working on those two.
I
will get you the names because it's been so long that I already, you know. But I'll get you the names. Mary, I forgot to. Yeah, no, I will bring you the names. I'm going to text Mary. She will tell
me. And you're looking at the Borges.
Borges, the new ones are the Borges building, the old St. Joseph's Church, the one that is for sale, by the way, and the building next to it, which is the community middle school. Those are the three new. But I'm assuming it's going to take a while because the other two are still not ready.
The community middle school, that's the one next to the church, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think that those buildings were, I think when we had a planning board discussion years ago, those were buildings we targeted.
Yeah.
Yes, so, yeah.
So once they're designated, what does that prevent them from being
demolished? Not done yet.
Yeah, I just recently learned that.
Knocked down or altered too.
Or altered. Yeah.
I just read that a 120-year-old church in Plainfield.
I read it, yeah, demolished by for construction. Yeah. That's why they have to go fast with this, you know, process. So
beautiful
stone. Great stone. Maybe that's one of the other doors. A little bit smear. Okay, I like that.
All right, any other comments or questions? Moving on to Chair of Economic Development, Councilman Francis.
Okay, the project known as Talmadge Commons is in negotiation to be sold. The committee met with a potential buyer. The borough will be looking to name this group as a designated developer in an upcoming meeting. And I guess it opens up an opportunity for us to tweak the agreement and maybe get something extra for the borough. But we'll see how that goes. Okay. The project at the former Rio nightclub, which is 224 and 500 East Main Street, submitted a pilot application to the borough The application is currently being reviewed by our financial consultants, and in a few days the committee will meet with the financial consultants to sort of discuss what we need to do with the pilot. The former bank building on East Main Street has had an environmental assessment performed 3 weeks ago. We are still waiting for the final report so we can move forward and continue the process of acquiring it. The Hamilton Street Plaza redesign was submitted to State Historical Preservation Office for its approval. Fortunately, we spent a developer's money. We didn't spend our money to come up with a really, really cool design. But they sort of made it sort of milk and cookies, unfortunately. It's just going to be very plain, and because they deem that street historical, and they just want to have a plain street that's close to the public. But so I'm kind of upset by that, but it's either we do it their way or we can't do it at all. The Meridia is working with the Department of Environmental Protection because they have some permitting issues that they they need those resolved so they can on their projects. And we have a call this week with the Department of Environmental Protection to help clear the issues. And that's my report.
Which area of project?
It would be the one across the street from my former building. And that would be 10, or was it? Okay, I think that's 4 West Main address. Do I have that right, Hector? Oh, okay. Oh, down. Okay.
What was the project you were talking about? The historic, what, the road?
The Hamilton Street closure. We hired a really, I can't remember the name, the Philadelphia group to do a really knock-em-dead design. It won all kinds of awards, and it was really cool. And we spent, God, I must have been to a dozen meetings with our engineer to make it just perfect, and the historical people trashed it. They just want a plain design, which is really disappointing because the design that we had planned was really, really awesome.
And when you say the historical people?
They are the
Chippo. Chippo next door? Oh.
Yeah. And I guess that sort of hit us by surprise because we didn't really think that that would be an issue. It doesn't make much sense to me because on the historical, there were horses and buggies there years ago. And we're taking the cars away. You'd think they'd be happy with that, but oh well.
And the Rio pilot application, what's the term of that?
What's the term?
The term, the title of it is.
It hasn't.
That's still.
It's still. We haven't. We'll know in a few days. We'll have some suggestions. Typically, though, we've been doing 10-year pilots.
So where do we stand with the Hamilton Street closure? So, a study was done.
The design was done. I think we've achieved some monies, right, for it. Hector. We've got some grant money for that project, too.
Yes.
And I believe it just, we still need a vote, though, don't we?
So, that
to go back to SHPO for the approval, because it cannot move forward without SHPO's approval. All right, thank you for the added context.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Otherwise, moving on to Chair of Zoning Construction and Code Enforcement, Councilman Petty.
I don't have my usual report, but I will say a few words. The new garbage cans with the new truck, garbage truck, it is a little more efficient. It's less backbreaking for garbage. But I found a major flaw, and I blame myself a little bit, too. I overlooked it. Those cans are too big for storing them, for one thing. And another thing, I didn't think about the older people. They only have like a little bag. Imagine dragging this, you're an older person that's frail. You gotta drag this huge can out in the snow for one little bag, because most senior citizens put out a little bag. I didn't think about that, and I apologize for that to the people. And I think something we should look at in the future is you put one little bag out, especially with the snow bags. Where are we going to put these huge things? They're huge. I think we should look at, in the future, if you've got one little bag, we should just let them put it out. You know, think about that. I mean, we're all getting older. We're not getting younger here. And most people get weaker when they get older. So, something we should play around with. That's all I have in my report.
Well, one solution might be to have an alternate bigger wheels, because I mean, I find them pretty easy to move because they have big wheels. I don't find them any harder than the recyclable. So I don't really find it hard, but you know, the bigger the wheels, you know, Benny, you know, mechanics, it's easier to move. I'm sure they can.
Yeah. I'm not thinking about us.
What's that? I'm a senior, by the way. I'm a senior.
So we have to hold that. I personally absolutely love these cans.
Yeah, it's so cool not to have two cans and then throw the other ones out.
Well, I also, and I don't know if this is becoming an issue, but I don't know if it's early limit.
Not really.
We don't have a weight limit, because now there was a weight limit that was supposed to be 30, 40 pounds or something. 50, 40, 4 inch fire. Because the issue is that you have a guy with a truck
and phone. I had a smaller one, but it had little teeny wheels, and it was a kind of a pain to get out. In fact, I had a little car dice, I put it on the car.
Yeah,
it was great.
Like, you know, I was talking about fragile older people.
Yeah.
Not healthy old people like you, Tony.
Now, wouldn't there be they put a bag in and just don't bring it to the curb until they need it?
Yeah, but then it gets heavier
as
time goes up.
I mean, are we allowed to authorize for them, you know, as long as they have?
We should say something for elder people that have problems or handicapped people, that they put one little bag out. Let's not break their chops about it. That's
no, you mean without the can?
Yeah.
I think the problem you would have is general. I don't know if that's ever the context situation, but the way that you look at the system, you do not give a drive, and that's it.
This is all town.
This is
all town. They
still
have to
roll
it over.
Yeah, we do our own garden, so we can get
it. It's not a private company.
Wheel the truck.
It's not the sidearm. It's a rear.
No, it's a rear.
Will the truck be able to pick up some of these water?
Sure.
Well, they're not going to need. I mean, I think that those in those situations, I'm free to you. Because people have commented to me, and I'm thinking, the workers on the trucks know which houses have the two bags. So they'll flip the lid, reach in, grab the one bag, throw it in, and then move along. They're not going to wheel it. If there's, you know, 4 pound, 5 pound bag of garbage, they're not going to wheel it over, put it on the yard, and wait for it to let it down. With mine, they need to use that also. I mean, I...
Well, no, because I'm thinking then we may look into these older people. Maybe we can put for them something smaller, easier to handle. I don't know.
The only issue there is that if we allow some people with bags, the whole point is that
you know, like I drove by somebody.
No, not bags. Like a smaller container for them.
I drove by one the other day, and it's just a single family house north end of town, and I see this massive can with a lid over it, with this much stuff over the top, and then things around the edges, and I'm like, where all that stuff come from? Because I mean, it's absurd, and I think part of what the intention here was to avoid the fact that how many people were living in a house where you can't, you generate so much garbage in a week's time that it's not going to fit in that massive structure. I mean, you can put bodies in there and handle all that garbage. So it's like, it's really, if we say, oh, so-and-so can put a bag out instead, I mean, the only...
But you have to come to Borough Hall and prove, look, I'm in a wheelchair, or I'm fragile. We should make it a step.
If you're in a wheelchair, you're not going to get any garbage can out of it.
So
you're
just
talking
about first of all, you're putting the trash out around
or a small garbage can. It's nothing.
So the can there is can be heavy. So we went to a bigger can because of our further changing. We allow super flat down. So now our structure is rougher, lower into the end, very left field. Well, we should pick the people easier. Well, honestly, rolling something a lot easier to drag. In quality, in pattern, in recycling system. Have to put a flat down, half thread. So it's pretty absolutely balanced. Absolutely. I'll try to write it on that. But it's not something else. Yes, I guess you can use it. You know, in a year or two, it's a little bit of a hell of a mess. I'm working on this podcast. And again, you know, kind of guess. Where are these people going to have the county recycling system? How are they all down there?
Well, let's ask if they probably have their neighbors to deal with personally. We don't know. But the recycling is a little bit smaller than that big one.
So, yeah, it's that one's a lot
of
pounds.
No, very easily. I just want to do it for the handicapped and elder people that have a problem with movements. I don't want to do this for everybody. I just want to do it for special people like that.
How about this as an idea?
And they have to come to Borough Hall and show. Look, I'm handicapped
for a graduate. Well, here's the thing. When my kids were in school and my boys would run like the fall festival and festival of giving and things, there are all these high school kids who have to have a certain amount of, it's like community hours and volunteer thing. And when she would run these functions, she would have to sign off and say you were here for this amount of time. Perhaps we can set up some sort of organization approach to that. And I forget what it's not the honor society, but whatever organization it is in the high school. And we can coordinate a handful of volunteers that will go, and we have a listing of homes. Maybe go to the senior meeting. They won't let me out of it. Go to the senior meeting, and we can try to identify them, set up a program. They're going to take a ride over there every week and help people out needed. Because I think, and then when you, if you have like a somebody at the high school, they sign off and say, you know, Susie did her community health assistance. This was a program we put together, and you know, they all, like I said, they all have required hours.
I know, but that doesn't solve the majority of the people that are in the situation. You can't always count them. And we learned that with our volunteer base, too.
Well, no, but that's why you make it a program in the school, and you have kids sign up, and you say, okay, we have six kids, and to guarantee that at least two of them will be available every single week.
It's a great idea. Because even if you change the size of the garbage can, people get handicapped to the point where they can't throw out their garbage, no matter how big it is.
Yeah.
So I think that...
But I'm not asking for a change. I'm just saying it's section, and you have to come here and prove that you accept this and it's documented. So when the guy picks the garbage, they go, all right, we know it's a handicap. We know it's going to be one little bag like this and no bigger. And if it is going to be bigger, then the guy gets someone wood to bring a can out.
I mean,
I think it's a simple solution.
Did we allow little cans like that before? I guess we did.
Well, you pick up whatever you need for
that. Right, you can't do the bag. It has to be.
I
also like Hector's idea that maybe next year we come out with a mini can for
you.
If you come up with a mini can, I will accept that.
We'll put a motor in it too, it's the remote control.
Now, the only issue I can see facing a smaller can is somebody's going to say, well, I have a smaller can, I have less volume, I think it is.
No, because you're still going to have the big one. You say, listen, you get both of them, and you only put one out at a time. That's it.
One thing that's unrelated, but related to trash cans that did come out of this implementation of the new garbage cans, were that there were some properties that were requesting multiple trash cans, right? They had one, and they were not registered as a rental, a two-family, a three-family, so it did flag, right, a lot of properties that were in violation, and... Yeah, so it revealed... And, you know, I guess that raises the question, too, are they even paying proper taxes, right? And, right, it just is a snowball effect into multiple areas, right? Dale was here, he would have reported.
Exactly. I just want to ask Dale, what's the best way to put the can out for the work? I've been putting the handle outside because they have to lean it.
I just copy everybody else's.
I don't do it the way they recycling it because they have to.
Isn't there an arrow on
it? There's not.
Moving on, introduction of ordinance, first reading, or none. We have ordinance 2023-43 for second reading, this is the final reading, an ordinance amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 7-30, Taxi Stands of the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Amherst to amend as a location of the taxi stands. So we have a motion to open public comment.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Anybody from the public would like to speak or ask questions about the taxi stands ordinance?
Hearing none, we have a motion to close public comment.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
Motion to pass.
Motion. Do we have to read it, or is that, we don't have to read it?
No, motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion among council?
Yeah. Quick question.
Yes.
So, 226 East Main Street, that's torpedoes? That's, okay, so, how many parking spaces are we losing? And I asked that because, that's right next to Meridia 300, but there's an area of curbing that is painted yellow, so are we losing any parking spaces, and are we utilizing that yellow area?
So, when all the yellow
it says here, too.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
All right. Now, is this a temporary thing because of the construction?
Well, you can review after everything. There's a lot going on, and in the meantime, it needs to
be. So, once the construction is finished, you can review, we can put it.
Yeah. And how would these be marked so that you student can't park your, I just know parking is just such a premium, so to use, lose two stalls.
Right.
But these spots are no longer going to be for shoppers. Right? They're,
yeah, so, I mean, so it's actually, so
you're just moving where you're moving.
Also, too, I would think that to have an easy access to some sort of transportation besides a car couldn't hurt your shop, too. So if you get a taxi that wants to shop now. So it's a given day.
So I guess part of the deal is just that.
Anything that gets people out of their car and somebody else's, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah, that's
all
right. Any other questions or comments? All right, roll call.
Let's see.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right, ordinance 2023-44. An ordinance authorizing as a general improvement the purchase and acquisition of fire hoses for the borough of Bound and appropriating $20,000 therefore from the capital fund balance of the said borough. So a motion to open the public comment.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Any members of the public like to speak about ordinance 2023-44? Hearing none, I have a motion to close public comment.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Motion to pass.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? I believe they claim of the fourth class.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anybody have any questions or anything? Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, introduction of resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Does anybody want to remove any motions 2023-270 through 2023-272 through 2023-283?
273, 274, 275, 276.
All right, we're going to pull out 273, 74, 75, 76. All right, start with 2023. Does anyone have any others? All right, starting with 2023-273, a resolution authorizing an award of contract to Integrated Technical System, Inc., under Source Valley National Cooperative Contract Number 080321 for parking pay stations and equipment. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, the pay stations.
Yes.
Can we get them to work on higher bills, like $20 bills, $10 bills. I noticed the one by the New Jersey Transit lot off of John Street. They only took $1 bills. Can we up that, please? And if I didn't look at the rest of them, but if the rest are like that, can we up them up? All the bills, please? That's the only request I got.
My question? So I take it we're going to put up more kiosks, right? Okay. Do we know where?
Yes.
Upper. Because there's one, okay.
Hector, did these allow you to pay with an app?
No,
in other words, let's say you want to use the kiosk.
Okay, good. The kiosks are for people who don't have the app.
Right, okay. I just want to make sure.
So, right. Because, I mean, what some people have encountered is that by the time they walk to the kiosk, they've been ticketed. Okay, so the kiosks are Hamilton, East 2nd Maiden, East 2nd, and East Street and East Main, and then there's one in the train station. How many kiosks? There's like four kiosks. Fourth, right? Okay. All right, I guess, I don't know, I'm trying to map them out in my head, too. I mean, I'm sure you do your due diligence. Yep. Yeah. That's the one that's due. Where is that one?
The original one, right?
Oh, some fine. I know. And two more is five. Five. Okay. You love me at first.
I mean, personally, it just be one on every block within sight. So you'll get caught. Not put money in, the guy comes right behind you.
Alright, any other questions or comments? Okay, let's take roll call on 2023-273.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 2023-274, resolution authorizing the borough of Hamilton for a legal services agreement with Stack Luisa LLC related to PFAS litigation services. Do I have a motion? The second discussion.
What's the word again?
Yeah. PFAS. What people are referring to as forever chemical, and it exists in the mansion and everything else. And it was banned years ago, and now it's fine. It wasn't there, much like it was on the internet, it's always there. And they're just cracking down, and there's a little piece of kit that we should provide to add to it. But we have everyone putting anyone who had any system.
Where's the chemical from?
It's used to treat the
And this is just, if we vote yes to this, what are we voting yes
to?
Okay.
So, we're going to have to say that something is
ground contamination, is that what, or water?
It was groundwater.
Now, is this, we are hiring them directly, or are we partners with them?
We are hiring them directly, but many others. You still engage, you even though they're still have that.
Yeah. Okay, so all right, that makes sense. In case you're wondering, it's body flora. Any other questions or discussion? Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. 2023-275. Resolution authorizing a person-to-person plenary retail consumption license transfer from Sam Chich's Cafe, Inc. to 6P Tella LLC, number 1804-33-018. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion or questions?
Yes. Is this license staying in the same location?
Sorry. It's in Chich's Uber.
I believe, yes.
Is it Raphael? Is that Raphael?
Yes.
Tella? Okay.
Yes.
So it's staying right there.
Yes.
Okay.
What you just
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Very good. 2022-276. Resolution authorizing a refund to Talmadge Brewing LLC. Property owner of 318 Talbot Avenue for bulk sticker in the amount of $186. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Discussion or questions?
So, question on this property. 318 Talbot is listed as a rooming house. So, we're refunding because it's a commercial property, or?
They probably have their own pickup as well. I'm guessing that's why
we're not. They're not.
Right.
They're not eligible for bulk. So, all right, so this brings me to a question about 129 East Street. So does that apply to all rooming houses? So 129 East Street, I know, doesn't have a bulk pick, doesn't have a dumpster, right? They have individual cans. So I don't, just something maybe the borough wants to look at, some of the rooming houses in town. So I didn't, so they're just not... Sorry, that's all right. 129 East Street, I've been in communication with Steve about this property for other violations. I know it's not related to 318, but it sparked the question, why are they getting, why are not eligible for bulk?
Is that the property?
No, on the New Jersey assessment, it's listed as a rooming house.
Was it at or a home?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, it's, I don't know, I looked it up on New Jersey assessments. It's listed as a rooming house.
318. Okay. 318, you're looking at it, you get regular town products. You would, however, also, and they have separated if it is a five of the room house, it may then also be five of them. And that's just the big loss of the right of the budget. So it could still could be residential or only in the form of law.
Yeah. Okay, maybe something to look at. Something to look at. Yeah. I mean, the code here says 282, class code. I never even thought of 282, but anyway. The 318, yeah. Yeah, 129 is, yeah.
Whatever.
Thanks.
That doesn't trigger more discussion on the rooming house, but
yeah.
Let's do a roll call on 2023-276.
Yes.
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 Okay, 2023-272 and 2023-277 through 2023-283 will be passed. One motion. We have a motion to pass those.
Motion.
For the second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any unfinished or new business?
Fire inspection.
I want to recognize I can't make it because I had to throw a wedding today. It's a big time wedding.
Right. On to approval of vouchers 2023-284, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $1,551,573.22. Is there a motion?
Motion.
The second.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Very good. Let's open to the public for discussion. Hearing none. We don't have to do an executive session now anymore. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.